Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord. Welcome to Hanging with the Minister. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Minister Melvin Maiden. And today what I want to do, I want to have some real talk. Because we got a lot of things going on in our land. We got a lot of things happening in our world. We have a lot of things that shouldn't be happening, but they happening. You know, we look around us, we got a lot of shooting going on. A lot of people being shot, senseless killings. We got carjackings going on in the land. And we got people being kidnapped and bodies found in ditches and ponds and rivers and in lakes. I mean, I just want to have some real talk today. Amen. Because I know there's a lot going on in our world today. And some people like to question God and question His sovereignty. But you know, in spite of what's going on in our world, I truly believe that God is still in control. And He's looking down on us, keeping us, and watching us. You know, this reminds me of a scripture in the Bible, the book of Psalms, where in the 30th chapter and the 5th verse, where God said, "Weeping may endure for a night." Come on, can I get a witness? But joy comes in the morning. Yes, there's trouble in the land, but trouble don't last always. See, that's why no matter what's going on, what I'm enduring or encountering in my life, I like to still keep my hands in God's hand. Because I know it might seem like things have spiraled out of control, but I know that my God, I know our God, He has our back and He's watching over us. Amen, amen. I truly believe that God releases His angelic angels all around us and they protect us. Amen. You know, I have faced the fact that we live in a fallen world. You know, it's going to always be killing. It's going to always be crimes. And it's going to always be evil. Because, see, we got to understand that this world is governed by evil spirits, principalities, rulers of darkness that's out there seeking whom they may devour. That's why we have to make sure we're strong in God, in His will, in His word, and in His ways. Yeah, yeah. You know, I like that book of Psalms. I was here looking again. I see here in the 34th Psalms, verses 17 to 18. The word of God says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those," listen here, saints, "to those who have a broken heart, and he saves as have contrite spirit." Come on, saints, the righteous. We got to remain righteous. No matter what's going on in the world today, no matter what's going on in the land, we got to make sure we stay righteous in the eyesight of God. Amen. Because see, we serve a God that'll fight your battle for you. The Bible says that vengeance is mine. That's right. That's what thus said the Lord. Vengeance is mine. God ain't got no problem with protecting us, protecting His children. Oh, yeah. You know, the Bible says, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." Oh, yeah, yeah. God knows. He knows what's best for us. He's there even when it don't seem like that. I'm still in that book of Psalms. I'm in 46, the 46th chapter in the first verse, the word of God says, "God is our refuge and strength." It says He's a very help in times of trouble. Come on, come on. Ain't no secret what our God will do for us. For those who mind is stayed on Him. Those who love the Lord. Come on, come on. Oh yeah, I love that book of Psalms. You know, in Psalms 55 and 22, it says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you." He'll keep you. Yes, He will. He'll keep your head above water. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Come on, come on, come on. It's coming from my mouth, but it's the word of God. And see, I govern my life by standing on God's promises. I govern my life by standing on God's word. Yes, yes. See, my word will fall to the ground, dissipate. But God's word always does what it set out to accomplish. Amen. Oh yeah, that's what I like about the word of God. There's power in the name of Jesus, in the word of God. Amen. Now, the Bible says that the word of God is like a jagged-edged sword. It cuts you going in, and it'll cut you coming out. Oh yeah, yeah, the word of God is powerful. And in these times of devastation, in this evil and corrupt world, we got to stop accusing and blaming. But instead, we got to start leaning and grabbing hold to and holding on to God. We got to start sending up prayers, because we serve a God that not only hear our prayers, but our God will answer our prayers. Yes, he will. Come on, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. He hears the prayers of the righteous. He hears the prayers of the believers. Yes, God will hear our prayers. I always think about the children of Israel when they were in slavery. They was in slavery for years. But God came to them and he said, I see your pain. I see your afflictions. I heard your cry. I heard your prayers. And now I'm here to deliver. Deliver you from the evil one. Deliver you from your troubles. Come on. God said, I'm here to deliver my word to you. Come on.